Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In the next few days, Ireland's first drug injection centre will open. The scheme, which was first mooted back in 2015, is set to run 7 days a week in Dublin City Centre. And for more on this, I'm joined in the studio now by Eddie Mullins, who's CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland, and also Professor Eamon Keenan, who's the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services. And you're both welcome. Good to have you with us. So, Eddie, the centre is going to be up and running very soon. It'll be in Merchants Quay in Dublin at your own centre. So explain to us how it'll work.
So Claire, maybe if I can first take this opportunity, because it's been a long journey, 9 years, as you said, from when it was first mooted. And, you know, there's some very key people involved along the way. So we look at successive ministers like Eoghan Reardon and Catherine Bourne, right up to the current minister, Colin Burke, have all steadfastly supported this project down through the years. And I have to mention two people from Merchants Quay, one being Tony Gagan and the other being Paula Byrne, who really provided enormous leadership and stamina right throughout this process, because it took so long to get here. So We're finally here now, and it's a result of the dedication and commitment of these people. So just have to acknowledge that.
So just explain to people then how it's going to work.
Well, I suppose at very basic level, it will look very similar to a vaccination centre that we would have had during the COVID pandemic. So a person will come into the facility, somebody who injects drugs, and they will come to our reception area, and they'll be met there by a project worker, and be conversation around the type of drugs they're going to use. They will show us the drugs they have coming in with them, and we'll do an assessment then. And a lot of the clients who will use this service, we know they currently use our harm reduction services and our primary healthcare services and our open access services. So we expect that relationship is there already, but it'll be about getting a clear picture of the status of the person before they go into the injection booth. And then they will go from the reception area into the injection room, which there are 7 bays. It's a very well decorated and prepared facility. And the person then will be there to inject their drugs. They will have two nurses on duty. The nurses will support them throughout that process.
Will they supervise them as they inject?
They will supervise them. They'll monitor them. They will talk to them. They will have a conversation. They will ensure that they can find a vein. So they'll be very. It's a very supported process.
Mm-hmm. Do they test the drugs that will your centre? No, you don't test the drugs.
So we don't test the drugs at the centre. But I mean, the reality is, Eamon's team have the capabilities of testing drugs when we can get them. Often the challenge for organisations like ourselves is to get our hands on drugs. So now we have a situation where a client comes in, and if there is an alert or if there's a concern around a type of drug in the community, we'll have an opportunity to try and get some of that drug and maybe have it tested fairly quickly. So once they've then injected, the next step would be to go out to our aftercare area, which is a very pleasant room where a person can sit, and they'll be monitored for a minimum of 15 minutes, and they can have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And at that point, then it'll be a decision for the person to leave or perhaps go upstairs and see and avail of some of the other services that we have in the facility.
Right. So, Eamon, for the HSE, what's in this for you?
So for the HSE, this is now providing a service to one of the most marginalised cohorts of people we have in our society. This is people who inject drugs on the street. And I think we're all aware that this does happen in our city centre areas. We've seen it, and people turn their heads and people walk past. So for that cohort of people, this is a really huge step forward. I suppose in the preparation for this facility opening, we did surveys with that cohort of people who inject drugs on the street. 75% of them felt unsafe when they were injecting on the street, and 98% of them were looking for privacy when they were injecting. So they did not want to be injecting on the street. So this facility, first of all, from a human rights perspective, offers people dignity and a safe space where they can inject. Secondly, from our perspective, it reduces the harms associated with injecting. It reduces needle sharing. It reduces the transmission of viruses. It reduces abscesses. And it gets people accessing into services who may not otherwise have been able to get a service. So as Eddie says, in the aftercare facility, we'll have staff there to be able to engage with people, talk to people and make referrals into the health service that may not have happened before. We'll also have the added benefit of reducing injecting on the street. We'll have the drug-related litter, needles, syringes, which are discarded on the street after injecting on the street. They'll be taken off the street because we'll have a facility where people can go. And this is what's happened in other jurisdictions around the world, that injecting on the street has decreased, needle stick injuries have decreased.
So it does work, because, I mean, you would imagine that it would be a very difficult thing to do, to get your head around walking into a centre, you know, an official place, with your illegal drugs on you.
Yeah, I think that is something that might take a little bit of time for people to become comfortable with. And that's why it's so important that the staff in Merchantsky have been engaging with people who use drugs. We've been engaging with ISCA, who are the representative group for people who use drugs, and getting their support to encourage people who are using drugs in the street to come into the facility. So there's been a lot of work going on over the last number of months and indeed years in relation to this facility. Mm-hmm.
What's your experience of that, Eddie, in talking to drug users? Are they willing to use the service?
They are. There's some nervousness, I think, you know, obviously, because as you say, you're coming in with your drugs, so it's very obvious. I suppose there's a couple of advantages. We have a variety of services in Riverbank, so we don't have SIF over the door, so people come in with some dignity and respect, and there's no sense of there's no obvious sense that you're going in to use a medically supervised injection facility, which is important from a client's perspective. But like, we've had lots of conversations with people who are going to use the service, and you know, I spoke to one girl last week who told me, she said, you know, I won't feel like a leper in my community anymore. You know, she's felt totally shamed and totally stigmatized, and as Eamon said, you know, nobody wants to be consuming drugs on the streets, mm-hmm, in daylight. And if you think about it, Claire, like, you know, the vast majority of drugs that are consumed in society are consumed in private homes and clubs and pubs. But the people that avail of our services don't have that kind of luxury in many respects. You know, they are very vulnerable. In many cases, they're in homeless situations. In many cases, they're detached from families and they're really at a low point in their lives.
But so, have you been able to reassure them, Eddie, that the guards aren't going to be waiting outside the door the door?
I suppose, Claire, the legislation and the criminal justice legislation that's in place is still in place, you know, and it's illegal for people to be in possession of drugs. And that applies to everybody, not just people who use the Merchants Key services, right across society. But we've worked very, very closely with the Garda Síochána over many, many years. And the guards are, like many frontline services, they're very familiar with the most vulnerable people and they're very supportive of the most vulnerable people and they are very sympathetic and compassionate. So there is no sense that, like, all of the stakeholders that we've engaged with are all committed to seeing this project work. There is nobody is coming with a sinister motive. They want to see it work. They want to support people. Because our ultimate aim really is when you can engage with a person who's at a low point, is to maybe get that conversation going around what a recovery program could look like, what a recovery journey can look like. And, you know, I've never met a person who takes drugs who says to me, you know, I love my life. I love taking drugs. You know, and people often say they wake up hoping that today is the day that maybe they can start to address that. But it's such a difficult challenge in the situation they find themselves in.
Yeah, and Eamon, would the hope be then that this would be rolled out in other cities?
We're committed to an 18-month pilot for this project, and as part of that pilot, we've committed to doing an evaluation of the pilot to indicate the benefits of the service. If the service and the evaluation from an external academic institution shows benefit, then yes, we can look at other cities or other areas. Ultimately, the aim of this service is to save lives. It's to reduce overdose deaths. If overdoses do happen in the facility, we'll have staff on board to be able to respond quickly and to save lives. So that's ultimately what we're saying. But we need the evaluation to take place to show that, to demonstrate the evidence for us that we'll be able to progress similar facilities.
And this will only cover people who take their drugs intravenously. And we know people take drugs in lots of different ways. So there are no plans to expand to other people, are there?
Currently, the legislation only allows for the facility to be open to for people who inject drugs. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the evaluation. I mean, the government have committed to doing the project, doing a pilot and getting an evaluation and then re-evaluating the situation after that.
Yeah, because it is a changing scene, isn't it, Eddie? Very much so. You know, if we look at what was happening here in the 80s in particular with heroin to where we are now, would you hope that there might be an expansion of it?
Well, I suppose drug trends and drug use has certainly changed, and we are in a different environment to the environment when the MCF was first planned and when people looked at the need for an injection facility. And we've looked at other jurisdictions where facilities have now transitioned into consumption rooms. So, you know, as an organisation that works with people on the ground, we see the changing drug trends, and we will certainly be advocating that perhaps post the pilot, we need to look at what the drug trends are and what facilities are more, you know, are a better fit for the needs of our clients.
But a facility that might cover people who are addicted to crack cocaine,
so what we
for
call
example.
A consumption room, so it would allow people to consume other drugs, not just intravenously. But make no mistake, Claire, like, this is a momentous occasion. We have, I suppose, as a society, we've matured so much, you know, that we are now quite comfortably talking about how we need to support people in a more health-led mm-hmm. and a more dignified and safe approach. So, you know, I'm very happy. I mean, I see the glass half full, not half empty on this.
You see, people listening to this going, are they really going to bring in drug users now and make tea for them while they take their drugs? And they'll think, this is normalising drug taking. What do you say to that argument?
Well, you know, Claire, my colleagues and the team that I work with see every day the utter devastation of prolonged drug use, you know, and we see the impact on physical and mental health and breakdown of relationships. We absolutely do not support drug use, but we support people who use drugs, who have been stigmatised and mm-hmm. marginalised and shunned. And, you know, I used the term of one of our clients saying about being described as a leper. You know, so we live in the real world, and we know that people take drugs, and we know that they do so in a very dangerous, undignified and unsafe manner. This is about supporting people through a health-led approach. Yeah. It isn't encouraging drug use. We would discourage people from taking drugs, but we know they do.
Eamon, I was interested to see as well that you're doing a child impact assessment. Why and how does that work?
So part of the objections to the facility that we've encountered over the years has been the fact that it's in a relatively close proximity to a school. And some of the objections that went through planning were in relation to the impact that that may have had on children. The Ombudsman for Children, we had engaged with him during the process, and he had recommended that there would be a review of the impact on children. So we're going to look at the impact that this is part of the evaluation. Obviously, we're going to have the evaluation of the MCIF itself and mm-hmm. the benefits or not for the individuals who attend, but also then on the wider society and the children who are in the area. So the schools that are in close proximity to the Merchants Quay Supervised Injecting Facility, we'll be engaging with them to do this impact assessment to see what this impact has had on the children. And we'll be engaging with the Office of the Children's for Ombudsman, the Ombudsman's office.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank
can
you
I just,
yes, you can.
Can I
go
just
ahead.
Say one thing? You know, we're all used to projects taking a long, long time to come to fruition. And I just really have to compliment. We awarded this contract on the 1st of May, and our design team, RKD, and particularly our builders, McKeown, I mean, they didn't just look at this as another contract. They saw the social impact. And, you know, I have to compliment them for the pace at which they developed. It was a very complex refurbishment, 20 metres from the Liffey. You know, there was issues around flood defence and water, fire suppression and all those things. So just hats off to McKeown.
They got
and
it all done
for
you.
Done,
well, listen, we wish you well in the coming days. That's Eddie Mullins, who's CEO of Merchants Quay Ireland, and Professor Eamon Keenan from the HSE. Thank you both for coming in. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.